Welcome to The Quiet Strength, the podcast where we talk honestly about hope. Not the bookish quote kind, but the messy, the real one, the persistent kind that keeps you alive when nothing else works. I am your host and your dost, and today's episode is called The Hope Within, which says, hope isn't perfect, it's persistent. If you have tuned in today, this is my first episode and the first podcast. But this will give you enough strength and courage to sail through this life. Let's start by questioning one thing to ourselves. Ever had a day or a season or month where no matter what you do, nothing works? The plan starts to fail, the relationship starts to crack, the motivation dies, and the life, oh my god, don't talk about it. It feels like a long grey tunnel. And if you are here right now, I see you, I hear you, I can feel you. This episode is just for you. So now let's talk about hope. Hope which is not sugar-coated, but gritty. Real, that shows up when nothing else works out. Before that, let me clarify one misunderstanding that we always hold. We often think that hope means feeling strong, feeling brave, feeling certain that everything will work out. And we are so obsessed with the word called positivity. Because the world has taught us, when we fail, when we fall, we've been always told, nothing happened to you. You're very strong. You can handle this. You've handled much more worse than this. How can you actually feel weak? How can you actually cry? How can you actually go so shattered? And we all are dealing with so many issues in life, yet we give only positivity to each other. But let's be honest, when life breaks you, it doesn't break you quietly. It tears apart your confidence. It steals your joy. It makes you question your worth. Staying positive, it's easy to say. But when your reality feels like a dead end, positivity doesn't always help. It can feel like a lie. Right? So am I here to remind you all your problems, your sorrows? No. I'm here to give you one truth, and let me tell you that truth which is not talked about enough, and which is, it's okay not to be okay. And let me say that again, it's okay not to be okay. There is always a power in acknowledging the pain. Denial delays healing, remember, but acceptance, that's the first crack where the light can enter. Trust me, we've been sold a very polished version of hope. Because hope isn't about how loud your belief is. It's about getting up, even when you don't feel like it. Correct? And I am talking about this especially at a position wherein I am sitting with a broken leg with a ligament tear since a month. And one more month to go for me to stay on a bed. You know, initially it took a lot of time for me to come to terms with it that okay, for next couple of months I'm not going to be getting up from my bed. There were so many questions in my mind. What will happen to my job? What will happen to my financial loss that I'm making? How will people take care of me? How am I going to be dependent on everyone? I can't fall sick. I can't fall weak. I have to get up. But then the reality hits you that no, this is the reality that your leg is broken and you better rest. When you don't, things will go worst. So that is the very moment I decided that why not giving myself a hope that okay, one day everything will be fine. Not all days are like same. And the same strength I'm here to give you. To my listener, think of hope like a seed on a dry ground. There's no sunlight, there's no water. Nothing about the soil seems so promising. But it holds on anyway, right? Slowly, silently, something starts to grow. You don't see that at first, but it's very much there. And you know what the beautiful thing is? You don't have to be hopeful to have hope. Showing up every day, even in your worst moments, is hope in action, right? I want to tell you about Thomas Edison. He made, say, over 1,000 failed attempts before inventing the light bulb. Someone, in fact, must have asked him that, did he ever feel like a failure? He replied, "I didn't fail 1,000 times. The light bulb was invented after 1,000 steps." And this is not just motivational quote. It's a proof. A proof that failure doesn't mean it's over. It might just mean it's not yet. Let me tell you about someone. Her name was Lena. After losing her job, her partner, and her apartment all in the same year, she felt like life has folded in on itself. She in fact told me, "I didn't feel hopeful. I just felt numb. But every morning, I still made coffee." That was it. No job interviews, no huge decisions, just coffee. And you know what? That was hope. Because still she was choosing something, right? She was still here. She was alive for that matter. Hope isn't always a grand gesture. Sometimes it's just choosing not to give up. It means simply getting out of your bed, brushing your teeth, taking a long walk, texting a friend, making yourself a cup of chai or a coffee. That's the kind of hope that lives within you, even when your mind tells you otherwise. So if you're listening to me right now, please accept your problem. Come to terms with it practically that something is existing. At times we run away from our real problems. We run away where the problem is. We run away from our mistakes also. How can I commit any mistake? How can this particular person can commit any mistake? Please come to terms with it that you do have a hitch, a hiccup, or a problem in your life. Trust me, at times accepting that makes a lot of sense. At least you will not have a war between your mind and your heart. Let's change our definition to hope, yeah. It isn't a feeling, it's a choice. And more importantly, it's a practice. It's like a muscle you build slowly. Some days you lift more, some days you don't lift at all. But that's the act of showing up again and again, right? That's the persistence that I'm talking about. That's hope. Think of it like this. If you were walking through a storm and stopped to rest, would you call that a failure? Of course not. You would say you're pacing yourself. Well, your heart works the same way. Your hope doesn't have to sprint. It just needs to keep moving. Even if it crawls, that's fine. Today, ask yourself, what does hope look like for me right now in this season? Not a year from now, not on my best day, but today. Is it drinking a last glass of water? Asking for help? Turning off your phone and letting yourself cry? Whatever it is, name it, honor it, and know that that's enough for the day. Hope isn't perfect, but it's persistent. It doesn't always shine, but it never stops showing up. I am your host, Jignasha. And this is your quiet strength in my first episode. And let me tell you one thing. And remember this until we meet in the next podcast. You are not broken. You are not a failure. Your life is worth living for. You are becoming. And I'll definitely meet you in the next breath of hope. Until then, keep going. And always remember, I trust you. You're doing better than what you think. Thank you for tuning into this episode today. And I give you all the strength, courage, and I really hope that you liked this episode of Who, and we'll meet you in the next episode with more content, with more intense discussion. Thank you for tuning in today. Take care.